91X News.
It's 11 degrees and overcast at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. The city of Quinte West could see some big changes in the transportation services by next year. Tim Baer explains.
City Council agreed to issue a request for proposal for public transportation services last night. The RFP should be good to go by the 1st of December, leaving 6 weeks for interested parties to make a proposal. Councillor Paul Kite says that might not be enough time.
My problem is with that is that if there is somebody out there that is seriously interested in this, you're giving them about a six-week window to put a complete access and transportation system in place in the city if it's not the current carrier. So I don't think that's fair to them, and to be quite truthful, I don't think it's worth putting them in the RFP then.
The RFP will not include major changes to the service, such as new buses. The new proposal should be chosen by the new year. Tim Baer, 91X News, Trenton.
Two Napanee youths had an exciting and illegal evening last night. The two youths stole the car outside of a Bell Boulevard business around 8 last night. After stealing gas from two different Madoc stations, OPP caught up with the couple on Highway 37. There was a brief pursuit, but then it was called off when they would not stop for police. The stolen car was found later ditched on Highway 62, and the youths fled into the woods. OPP canine unit was called to the scene, and the two youths were arrested a short time later. A 17-year-old Napanee male was charged with breach of probation, 3 counts of theft under $5,000, 1 count of possession of stolen property under $5,000, and flight from police. He was held for a show cause hearing today. A 16-year-old female from Napanee was also charged with 3 counts of theft under $5,000 and 1 count of possession for stolen property under $5,000. She was released from custody on a promise to appear with a court date of November the 22nd. A fund for a memorial for fallen soldiers in Trenton will receive a boost thanks to the Royal Canadian Mint. $11 from every Highway of Heroes coin sold by the Mint will go towards building the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial. Quinte West City Councillor Paul Kite made the announcement at council last night.
25,000 of these produced, of which $10 of that will go to the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial, which works out to $250,000.
The city will not begin building the memorial until the $1.5 million goal is reached. Just under $152,000 have been raised so far. This Remembrance Day, thousands of Canadians will gather at war memorials across the country to pay tribute to Canada's soldiers. The poppies pinned to lapels stand for the bright red flower that once blew between the crosses marking millions of war graves in Europe. But for as many as 30,000 soldiers buried in Canada, no one knows where their poppies blow. The Canadian Press's Stephanie Levitz explains.
In cemeteries across Canada, and even in the country's national cemetery, these veterans are in unmarked graves. Jean-Pierre Goyer of the Last Post Fund says there's no single reason for the anonymous gravesite. Old monuments may have been destroyed over time, or perhaps a veteran's family never had the cash. The fund is seeking to get markers for all the known graves, and over the last 15 years have marked just over 3,000. Goyer says they're now hoping to do more outreach to encourage people to let them know if there are veterans buried in local cemeteries. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says it could take 1 or maybe 2 years longer than scheduled to eliminate the deficit because of a stalling economy. Flaherty says almost $16 billion will be added to the deficit in the next 2 years with worsening economic conditions. Flaherty also said it might be until 2016 to get rid of the red ink. The present economy is also why he's cutting it in half a planned January 1st increase in employment insurance premiums. They will now cost workers earning the maximum $43,000 of insurable earnings about $23 a year. Vancouver Police Chief has issued a public warning to Occupy protesters, ordering them to disperse after an overnight scuffle that sent two officers to hospital with human bite wounds. Chief Jim Chu says a fight broke out when firefighters moved into the protest camp to put out a fire in a barrel around midnight. Meanwhile, the public square in front of Halifax City Hall was unoccupied Tuesday for the first time in nearly a month as anti-capitalist protesters moved their encampment ahead of Remembrance Day ceremonies. Italy's embattled premier appears to be on the way out. The country's president says Silvio Berlusconi has promised to resign after Italy's parliament passed economic reforms that were demanded by the European Union. Berlusconi met today with President Giorgio Napolitano after the premier lost his parliamentary majority during a routine vote. The government is under pressure to enact quick reforms to protect Italy from Europe's raging debt crisis. A vote on the measures is planned for next week. This year's Canadian Toy Testing Council Awards gives the kids stamp of approval to low-tech board games and hands-on creative toys. Terry Pedwell has the story.
The Council's 2012 toy report includes 10 products that a team of 500 children deemed to be their favorites after playing with them for up to 8 weeks. The hottest toys include the Play and Scoot Pirate Ship, a wide vessel on wheels toddlers can sit on and push themselves along the floor. The Testing Council's Lillian Benoit says the parents like the durability of some new toys.
Toys are being built so they last longer. They grow with the child.
Another big hit, literally, was the Nerf's Dart Tag Swarm Fire, a brightly colored black with a rotating barrel that shoots soft darts. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 505. Austin Mackay has sports next.
It seems that every day we need to go somewhere, and the cost of transportation isn't getting any cheaper. Thank goodness of Belleville Transit. With bus routes throughout the city and special fares geared to save money for college students and seniors, folks can get from here to there without breaking the bank. Best of all, it's environmentally friendly transportation, and that's something we can all get into. Catch a Belleville Transit bus today. Belleville Transit.
On the road again.
Wherever life takes you.
Good afternoon. I'm Austin Mackay with 91X Sports. Only one game in the OHL tonight. The Oshawa Generals are visiting the Peterborough Petes. Game time is 7:05. Sticking with the OHL, Niagara Ice Dogs' newly acquired forward, Tom Kunackle, was handed a 20-game suspension after his hit on Kitchener Rangers star defenseman Ryan Murphy this past weekend. Tonight is going to be a quiet night in Junior A hockey, as all teams have the night off. Tomorrow night, St. Michael's visits Mississauga at 7:15, and Hamilton is in Orangeville at 8. Tonight in Empire Junior B hockey, there is one game on the schedule. Port Hope will play Napanee in the Strathcona Paper Center at 7:30. It's a busy night in the NHL with 9 games on the sked. The Northeast Division-leading Toronto Maple Leafs are home to Florida. Two of the best teams in the early stages of the season square off as the Dallas Stars face the Washington Capitals. Calgary is home to Minnesota in a Northwest Division showdown. Minnesota is 1 point behind first place Edmonton. The Oilers are in Montreal while Buffalo entertains Winnipeg and Carolina takes on the New Jersey Devils. The Belleville Bearcats midget AA women's hockey team will host the Chinese national women's team tonight at the Yarmouth Arena. Team China is on a tour of Ontario to play a series of exhibition games in order to prepare for their season and the Olympics. Lisa Neal is vice president of rep teams for the Belleville District Girls Minor Hockey Association. She says it will be a different experience for the Chinese players.
They're pretty excited. It's going to be a little bit different for them because they're used to playing three periods that are like, I think it's 12, 15, 15 that they're used to playing, and now they're going to be playing three 20-minute periods on Olympic ice, so it's going to be tiring.
Doors will open at 6, and puck drop is at 9. Prosecutors in the steroid trial against baseball great Roger Clemens are telling a judge he has no authority to make them pay his lawyer fees from a mistrial. Prosecutors used inadmissible evidence against Clemens, causing the mistrial this summer. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton ordered another trial for next spring and invited Clemens to request the government to pay his legal expenses in connection with the aborted trial. Clemens made the request 2 weeks ago without a dollar figure, but prosecutors argue that the law says Walton cannot order them to pay lawyer fees without a congressional waiver. The New York Times reports Penn State is planning the exit of head football coach Joe Paterno within weeks or maybe even days. Paterno is embroiled in a sex abuse scandal involving former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. ESPN college football analyst Matt Millen says if the report is true, Paterno should not be the only one on his way out.
If there is truth to it, then I would think that they would clear out everything. And just, if you're going to move Joe Paterno, you're moving his staff, you're moving everything, including the university president and the whole thing.
Penn State administrators have canceled Joe Paterno's weekly news conference in which he has expected to field questions about the scandal. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91x weather.
Today it is cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 13. Tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers early this evening. It will clear overnight with a low of plus 4. Wednesday is mainly sunny and a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 15. It's 11 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin McKay, 91X News.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the